Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Academy Talk Radio. This is the Ask a Medium radio show. I'm your host, Reverend Ivy Rivera, psychic medium, coming to you from the Ivy League Psych Academy in Buffalo, New York. You can Skype in from around the world to take classes here at the Academy anytime, and you can find information on the classes that are offered at www.ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Teresa Matuzak. How are you, Tree?
I'm good. Hello, everybody. How are you?
I'm good. We've had a busy day here. We had a gallery show you students put on for the public, and it was amazing.
It was really great. I really enjoyed this one. Not that I've never enjoyed the other ones, but this one, for some reason, had a really clear, like, everybody needed, like, something special, and we did something new. Well, for us, it was new. It's called a flower ceremony. And what that is basically we have flowers available and we ask spirit to guide us by holding the flower and then guide us to the person who meets the message. And then we present the flower to them. And
so everyone in the audience got a message, got to ask a question, received a flower from their loved one who spoke to them. It was really beautiful. It was very uplifting.
It's emotional.
It is. And we have coming up a couple quick things. Graduates of the Ivy League Psychic Academy will be putting on a psychic fair the last Sunday of every month for February, March, and April at Margin Manor Winery. So the next one will be February 26th. You guys can catch them out there. I am also putting on a Victorian tea and gallery show at Margin Manor on Sunday, March 5th. So you guys can get tickets for that, and you can do that also on my website, ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. A couple classes that we have coming up here. Psychic mediumship level one development is going to be starting on Wednesday night, April 5th. That begins. We also have tarot class starting up, another Reiki training, crystals class here with Tree, all kinds of things. So check it out and see what really suits you here. We're looking for vendors for the Silo City Psychic Fair coming up in September. I know it's a ways off, but I need a lot of vendors. I'm looking for artists, crafters, photographers, painters, and then we're taking some more traditional stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys can check that out. Also, find me on Facebook if you're interested in that at Ivy Rivera. So today,
yes,
we are talking about dreams and astral travel and sleep problems and disturbances that people tend to have. We're also taking questions throughout the hour, so you guys can ask psychic mediumship, lost objects, paranormal, whatever it is. You can call in or you could text your questions in. If you want to text your question in, 716-602-1391. And where is the call in number? Okay, if you want to call in, 646-668-2353. So we're going to take, let's warm up, kind of take a couple.
Sure.
Okay, and we can take them from the call line, and then we're going to go into our topic, and then we're going to switch back and forth, take a couple more callers.
Hello.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hi. I didn't know if you were doing readings or just questions about mediumship or...
Yep, we're taking readings tonight. So if you have a question or something on mediumship, that's fine. What would you like to ask?
I don't know if you could ask specific questions or if someone can come in, or I'm not really sure. What?
Yes, you can.
I mean, like about love life or something?
Whatever it
love
is
life?
That you want to know. Okay.
And what do you see with my love life? Suzanne.
Okay. All right, let's see what we're getting for Suzanne on love life. I feel like somebody coming in and going out. I feel like someone who has a very lackadaisical kind of attitude about love. So I want to say a partner of yours who isn't taking things all too seriously. And it might give you the impression that this person is not very invested in you. I want to say, though, that they also don't seem to be very invested in themselves. It's sort of like you want to find and attract someone to you who is reflecting your level of investment, your level of intensity, level of intellectual stimulation, I feel like you find yourself with a rock. Oh, and I'm like, oh, he's like a hanger with nothing on it. You know, there's almost not a whole lot, you know, going on, and there's nothing sort of like in the closet. Like, there are other clothes. Like, this person just feels very sort of empty. So I want to say avoid people that seem like they're shells without personality, and it should be obvious straight away. I'm wondering if you've done it out of comfort or something casual. But the more you put out to the universe that you are attracting someone who is as vibrant as you are, the more you think on that, I would say like 3 times a day. Take 3, you know, different intervals throughout the day. You're just picturing the level of intensity you want to attract to you, and you'll start pulling this person in. What are you getting with this?
I'm really at where you are with basically with her energy just kind of feels a little more relaxed, and with it being relaxed and not really attracting, manifesting, or even thinking or putting things forward, you start attracting that type. So basically, yeah, exactly what Ivy said. I'm right there with that as far as think about it, put it out there, and really think of how you want the person to come to you and what kind of relationship you'd like to be in, and build yourself up there. Like, you know, like I'm not taking like, if you want, put yourself on a pedestal, you know, but bring yourself back up there, because it feels like your energy is just really kind of low. So you want to build yourself back up, and you're worth that too. So
it'll come, but I think that you need to actively put it there,
right,
energetically to the universe, like manifesting, like law of attraction, thinking, okay, and then it'll come about rather quickly. Thank you so much for your question, Suzanne.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We have another one coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, my name is Cheryl. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I was just like messages from the other side. I was wondering, what if whatever messages that will come through, whoever that comes through, that's fine. And what is my strongest gift? How can I better understand it? I have dreams, but I can't remember, but I also have a dream journal. But how can I have a dream journal if I can't remember my dream?
Right. Well, and that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about today on the show is remembering and recalling dreams. So we'll actually...
Because I meditate... I've been meditating.
Well, instead of spending your question answering that, I'll make the first thing that we talk about when we get back into the actual show topic.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of things that you could do. You could also take, we have a dreams class that we offer here at the Academy that give you like a full scope on how to go about doing that. But we're going to cover that
well,
today.
I'm located.
So let's answer
your
first question.
In Detroit, Michigan. So I'm not sure if it's in
yeah,
class or own class, online class.
All over the world. Yeah, we have people Skyping in from everywhere for this, but we will get to that anyway. I want to say that you have a grandfather coming through. Okay, you're talking about your loved ones. I'm almost getting a smell of like cigars, pipes, smoking around him. I stole that from Tree. She's like, her jaw is on the floor right now. You can smell it, but the thing is, I don't think he smoked it. I feel like everyone around him smoked it, okay? And he's almost in the middle of, like, this cloud of smoke being aggravated and being like, oh, my God, what is everybody doing? And I feel like it may have sort of annoyed him a lot. I'm almost feeling like it irritated his eyes, and he just put up with it. He feels like a really easygoing, laid-back, loving kind of a guy. I feel like he could have been a little bit of a lion when he had to be, but he really would have preferred not to be. He watches over you. And he's talking about right now you kind of putting your coins away and you feeling a little bit like putting your money away for a rainy day, putting your money away for investment, not feeling super, super optimistic about it, almost like you don't know what you want to put it into or you're not excited when you're doing it. But he's just putting his arm around you, letting you know, guiding you in this. Tree, what are you getting?
It's actually kind of funny because with the smoke, getting smoke, it was almost like I was inhaling it, like eating it in a way. But
yeah, but
getting-
not. More smoking it yourself.
I was getting more with a female,
So the one message you got is just put my coins away? That's the one message you got?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what Tree has.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tree.
So I was getting more of a female energy, almost like a grandmother type energy, and I was getting more of the smoking from her, and I was also getting,
yes,
with the hair, it's like tight curls, or the hair had to be done, or it had to be, it doesn't matter what she wore, her hair had,
yeah,
to be done. She was very specific about this.
Mm-hmm.
And what is she saying? Giving a whole tons of love, like she keeps patting her chest and just a hot ton of love to you. But I'm also kind of seeing the fingers going back and forth, like the money symbol. So I feel like there's a lot of few things that are coming up. And
yeah,
it would be good. It's like saving
money
for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. It's almost like putting away for a rainy day, but there's going to be a lot of decisions, a lot of choices that you have to make, and that money's going to really come handy for this. Okay, very good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck
have
with
a great
everything.
Day.
And keep listening.
You.
You too. We have another one coming in. Take one more, and then we're going to get into discussion. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. How are you? What's your name, and what's your question?
My name is Catherine, and I'm from the South. And I was calling. I do have dreams, and I get up and I write them down sometimes, but not all the time. Most of the time, I do remember the dreams. I try to remember when I get up. And I'm just not starting to do this. Do you see where I might be at going through this stage or anything?
Okay, you want to know why you feel as though you're not dreaming much right now?
Well, oh no, I do dream. When I do dream, I get up and I write it down.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the question.
Going? I said, can you see what stage that I'm going through? Because I'm just a beginner. Not nowhere new or anything like that for me. What stage I might be going through, or where I'm at in my process, or whatever.
Okay, very good. Okay, so yeah, I mean, what I want to say about this is that I'm seeing you doing more work at night. So you may find yourself waking up feeling a little bit exhausted, or like you're doing the same thing, a repeat activity, and that can be a sign that you're actually working with or for guides in the universe, preventing negative situations from happening with people, also working with angels. The other thing I'm seeing with you is more premonition, more vision dreams. So it looks like over the course of the next 3 months or so, you're going to be seeing more for other people. And I would say that that's sort of your last step in development with your dreams, where you may start to get messages throughout the day. So even in your waking life, it's going to keep coming at you, keep coming at you. A lot of it may seem useless, or like, maybe I'm not going to say this to somebody. Okay, things like that. You're going to have to get a handle on it. I would recommend some additional training. But it seems like it's all coming in pretty quick. Are you getting anything of this? Not really a whole lot more than
what we have in the curriculum.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah, question. We're going to actually start talking about all of this now, because it seems like we're going to have a lot of similar questions, but keep going with your growth and development and just really enjoy it. Be very confident in what you're getting. Your accuracy rate is off the charts.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So here's what we're going to do, all right? I want to open first. When we're talking about dreams, one of the biggest problems that people are going to have is recalling what just went on.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know is that this is a myth, that you don't dream. Everybody dreams, but not everybody is recalling their dreams. Now, why is it that some of us aren't able to remember what went on? Trauma.
Yeah.
If you're having disturbing dreams, nightmares, because you have subconscious issues, unresolved issues in your life or your emotions, your mental state, it could create a block so that you're not remembering the dreams, because dreams are a special time that your mind has designated to problem solving. So if you have unresolved issues, every time you doze off, you're going to find yourself working on those issues. Typically, it will come out as nightmares or uncomfortable situation. If you have profusive sweating, headaches, discomfort, back pain, a lot of body pain, clutching, grabbing, scratching yourself.
Heaviness too, like you're just completely weighted down. Like
weighted down.
Can't get out of bed, yeah.
Can't get out of bed in the morning. You're exhausted. Grinding of the teeth. If the dentist started to tell you that your teeth are looking chipped, cracked, you're receding gum lines, I mean, all of this is a sign that you have unresolved subconscious issues that are coming out at night, and you may be a great candidate for having no dream recognition whatsoever. So first, you would need to analyze whether or not that's happening to you and come at it from a little bit of a psychological perspective, more like be your own counselor. Go into meditative states of mind, allow yourself to meditate, and ask that those issues surface so you can handle them while you're awake. Another reason that people aren't remembering their dreams is because they leave the TV on. With all of that combative noise coming at you, it is not only manipulating your dreams, that you're dreaming about whatever you're hearing, but it's also preventing you from like authentically dreaming and being able to receive it.
And they do say too that like if you're somebody who has trouble remembering, like especially for school and stuff, they tell you to read it or recite it or whatever right before you go to sleep, because will memorize it at that point. So if the TV on, the radio is on, it's heavily going to affect what you're dreaming, and you may end up having more stress-related dreams or dreams based on a news event that you weren't too, you know, awake to hear, but you still were hearing it.
Nothing more traumatizing than the news, folks.
Right.
Okay? Like, you think it's dull background noise until you're living in that world in your sleep. A good idea, okay? A couple ways that we can recall our dreams is this. You need to keep a paper and pen in the bed right next to your writing hand and have it ready at all times. When you wake up from a dream, don't move. Don't get up to go to the bathroom. Don't take a drink of water. Don't even roll over. Just jot down the key factors in that dream, the basic main symbology, and this will be enough information that when you go back to it the next day, you can reread it and it will trigger you back into a deja vu or a dream state, and you can access the rest of the dream. So you just need to write down a few key. Also, having a noise running, like I was cracking up the other day because on, I don't remember if it was like Amazon or Netflix or everywhere, everybody has them on my iPhone. You can play the sound of a fan with a piece of tape on it, like that makes that annoying sound every time the tape hits the fan, the spokes. You can play the sound of a fireplace. There were like 8 different fireplaces. There are so many different background sounds you can have without words. And if you play those throughout the evening, once you're awake, you can play that sound again as you go about your day, and eventually it will trigger you back into dream state or deja vu, and you'll start to see your dreams playing out in your head.
That's a smart way to do it. I never really thought of that before.
Yeah, just re-triggering. The other thing you could do is to sit, make a conscious effort to sit for 5 minutes at the end of your day or first thing in the morning, to sit quietly and just say to your higher mind, you're saying to your own self, I am looking to see images or have feelings about what I dreamt of last night, and jot those down. Allow the growth to start happening, and you are really saying you're empowering yourself and you're taking control over it. So those are a few of the things that we could do to access the dream information. We were talking about symbology as being hugely important. We know that ancient archetypes, psychiatrists, famous, right, Carl Jung, and Chinese symbology, native symbology, numerology, even tarot, astrology, all of the symbology used also in psychic mediumship, it all is a part of dream symbology. And if you get yourself a good dream book, I would recommend The Dreamer's Dictionary, written by Tom Corbett and Lady Stern Robinson. It was my great-grandmother's. It was reissued in 95. I'm going to say that one more time. The Dreamer's Dictionary by Lady Stern Robinson and Tom Corbett. You can use that in conjunction with Google, A to Z Dream Dictionary through Google, or Dream Moods through Google. Look up the symbols in your dreams. It is a roadmap for your life. Let's talk about some major symbols that come up most commonly with people.
One of the, I get this a lot. I don't know if, like how many times you really do this, but flying.
Yes.
Dreams of flying often mean that you need to reach for your ambitions or make bigger decisions in your life.
Okay.
I also have falling. Falling in your dreams usually means that you need to regain control of your life or a situation that is currently happening or a situation coming up that you need to deal with. Being chased by a dog, some in my case, a dinosaur. people in general, it's generally symbolic of a heavy life fear or a problem. You have to step up and work on facing what these fears are. Being naked usually means that you're scared or insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something you want to deal with, something that you want to face. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just, well, here, let me just, you know, ramble off a couple new ones too. Babies. A lot of people dream that they're having babies.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a presenting dream where you're meeting your baby, but typically it means like new work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, like your baby would be your new career. Urinating, peeing, okay? Aside from the naked thing, the only thing worse than being nude in front of like the public is just peeing somewhere. And that's actually cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good sign, and it can also be prosperity. Death is most commonly an actual birth in your life of something new. Fires, extremely common. If you're dreaming constantly of fires, it's a symbol for your body. Can mean that you're sick or you're fighting an illness, but primarily it's a cleansing symbol that you need to clean out usually some relationships from your life. And a house of any kind, a building of any kind, is always going to represent your body. So the attic would be your mind, the
mm-hmm.
basement would be hidden issues, and then different parts of the house are different parts of your life or
mm-hmm.
your body.
Yeah, there's one other one that I want to add in, feathers, actually, which is pretty funny. It's kind of those who know feather symbology, same thing in dreams, really. It's a message from your angels, your guides, or even your loved ones. That you need to start paying attention, and that they're trying to get to you and reach, give you important information. If they can't get you in the wake state, they're going to try and get you in the sleep state, and that's really, really important.
Good. Okay. So we have a lot of symbology going on in dreams. You do need to write them down. This is the key to getting in the habit of understanding. Now, the symbols in your dreams are going to be giving you some kind of direction in your life. Once you reach a point where you're starting to have premonition dreams, vision dreams, not only about your future, but about other people's lives, that's really the cutoff point, like we were saying to the caller, where you need to get in for some training, preferably with psychic mediumship development. Once you're having premonitions about other people in your sleep, you will start to get them throughout the day, and you've officially reached that level, and it's sort of the highest level that you can reach with the premonition dreams. I do want to talk a little bit about past life dreams. If you start to see yourself in a dream, you're watching yourself, but maybe you're not you, you look different, or you're a man, and you know that you're a girl most of the time, so you're wondering what happened, you could be dreaming in a past life. That past life may involve people that are here with you in this life. So pay attention to who you're dreaming about, who you're dreaming with. I want to talk real quick about astral travel in dreams, and then we'll take some callers, and then we're going to break down, okay, the different kinds of dreams that we have. So with astral travel, you could wake up and feel paralyzed. Sleep paralysis, also sleep apnea, trauma, complete terror as to why your body will not move. Also a sense of being exhausted for even 3 days afterward, like your soul, like your spirit will not connect with your body, like you're not put together right after that. That is a sign that you're doing some astral travel, which is going to mean that you're traveling, you could say in time, but you could also say to other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Doing work. Often with these dreams, we go through a tunnel and we may be able to recall that part of it in particular that we traveled through a tunnel. Again, these are all things that we talk about more in depth at the Dreams class, and you guys can Skype in from all over the world. Did you want to add anything before we take some calls on Astra Travel?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. So let's take from here, do we have, and then I'm going to go to some of the text questions. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from, and what's your question?
I'm calling from Miami, Florida. My name's Krista.
Okay.
Okay. I'm having a relationship issue.
Okay. I keep hearing the name Ben, and I'm not sure where exactly that's coming from, so I just want to say that somebody's surrounding.
No idea.
Okay, so what I'm seeing with the person, though, that I feel like you're with now is outside conflict. I want to say that there could be someone from outside this relationship throwing spikes in the wheels, I guess you could say. There seems to be a lot of distraction. This person also seems to be a little bit unstable with their follow through. So I'm seeing them being like, oh, I'm going to go and accomplish this in my life. And then on Tuesday, I'm like, going to take a nap instead. Like, there's not a whole lot of follow through. So you may feel as though they're a little bit aimless. With this, what I'm getting really from you is you needing to create some space for yourself, some you time, some separate time. I feel like don't look to anybody else right now. There doesn't seem to be anyone really in your circle that you should be relying on or incorporating into your everyday schedule and agenda. And I think that if you were to take a significant 6 to 7 months even period of time to do this for yourself, I could see things vibrating a little bit higher, okay, mm-hmm. and attracting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you have a question, or is it just you're curious about relationship?
No, I mean, we were just dating, and I mean, he's from a long time, he's an ex, and you know, I let him back, and I don't know, he just started ignoring me for like 3 days
okay.
now.
Yeah, it's outside tension. It's outside
yeah.
nonsense. He needs to go deal with his stuff.
That's why I was asking, because I feel like there's this pull away, almost like, do you ever see those magnets where you try to put them together and there's like a resistance and it just pops away? I kind of feel like that's really what's going on. Like he's like mentally focused in like another direction. So I kind of feel like this is kind of something that you really just want to, you have to start focusing on yourself.
Just
I think
dump it.
Things,
I mean,
yeah.
dump it, cleanse it, clear it, burn it with fire. I mean, it's really just a toxic situation
yeah.
that's only going to get worse. Like, you're
yeah.
never going to get anything out of this person that's of any value to you.
So
I really just don't see this happening.
So it's not going to happen at all?
I don't feel like it is. Not with this, but I really wouldn't trust it. I would not allow it in. The amount of time that it would take before this could be anything of value, and that's a big if, it would take years for this person to deal with some of the issues. It almost feels just like almost blatant disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel like just be cautious and do your own thing for a while. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. Many blessings with that. Good for you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have another one coming in.
The last one.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello? Okay, we do not have this person here. I cannot hear from them. So we're going to move on to another, I want to say, we have a question here from Cindy from Facebook. And her question is, should my daughter and I move to Florida? Let's see what we're getting with this. I'm almost feeling like not now. I'm feeling like you could start planning it now, but I don't feel like I'm getting my feet completely in the sand just yet.
Yeah, no, it feels like it's still a few months out. There's a lot here that needs to be done here, and like the sandy beaches are way over the distance.
Like quite
yeah.
a bit, like
yeah.
at least 6 to 7 months.
Yeah. At least, yeah, I was thinking 6 to 8 years. Yeah, we're good, yeah.
But that's like a sorting through period, too. That's kind of like I'm looking at places. I'm mm-hmm. getting ready to sign a lease or something like this at the 6 to 8 month mark. And then, you know, and so that almost feels like it takes 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, the ball could possibly get started now about, you know, figuring things out and what you want to do and so forth. But it kind of feels like there's still some confusion in here. Like maybe you're not even that sure. Really at this moment. So I would say figure out what is going on at the moment and really polish that up, and then you can kind of
yes.
push forward.
It almost feels like we're playing with this idea, like we're toying with it. Like, could
it's
this really
idea.
Happen?
Yeah.
Could this really happen? Would I really do this? And I feel like,
do
yeah,
really
you
to?
Should.
Mm-hmm.
You should, because your roots are not strong any longer where you've been living. It really is time to go. Which, when the roots are weak, it means there's no more prosperity coming in. So you milk this place for everything you can, and you really do need to head on out. Okay, there is some strong sense of overseas with you, too, though, over the course of the next 4 years. So you may be doing some traveling and actually feel pulled to a completely different country. I wouldn't rule that out. Thank you so much for your question then, Cindy. I want to get to one more on here, and then we'll get back to our topic.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another question on Facebook from Debbie. She wants to know, are there any messages from my loved ones? Let's see what we're getting with that. I'm getting a grandfather automatically, and I do feel like I'm on dad's side of the family. So I want to say grandfather. I don't know what I just said. I'm like talking crazy. But I feel grandpa coming in. I'm also seeing a guy here with like a suit jacket vest, like the vest that would go under the jacket. I'm feeling him very tidy, shirt tucked in, bit of a belly. He almost used his shirt as a girdle. It's like I'm tucking this tire in with my undershirt and my button-down shirt. And he's a very handsome guy. He's actually really cute, kind of full face, nice jawline there when he was younger. And he's talking about he wants you to play more, have a little bit more fun, keep your sense of humor. He said you're great in conversation, you're great at uplifting people. He loves this about you. I also feel like there's a younger version of you, and he's talking about this kid also being very similar, almost like you guys are three peas in a pod. And he's talking about don't be afraid to travel out of your comfort zone. I feel like you're one step forward, two steps back. I'm afraid to take a leap, and I feel like go. Okay, there was a time when you would just jump off the sidewalk. There was a time when you would have, you know, jumped from one edge of a building over to the other. There was a time when you didn't look down to see how far you might potentially fall. He said, you're not going to fall. We've got you. These are not the biggest moves in the universe. You need to make some change and go forward. Okay, and I'm backing you in that. I also feel like I might be talking about some work stuff going on here. Who are you getting?
Actually, I think I'm with you on grandpa, but I'm also feeling like I have a grandmother type here. But what I'm really getting when you said her name is I'm getting a lot of tension in my back. It's almost like shoulder blade and just under center. And I'm feeling like they're right there, like softly putting their hands right at your back to try to relieve that stress. I almost feel like that's where you carry it all. And I want to also say that spend a little bit more time taking care of yourself. Like getting all that tension on you could down the road cause muscle spasm and tension and stuff like that. So there's a ton of love to you coming from them, but just focus on that. We can't prescribe or diagnose, but I'm just feeling a lot like a massage needs to happen in there, and like self-care, maybe soaking some feet will help draw things down too if you can't soak in a tub.
Good.
So.
Okay, and thank you for that question. We'll get to some more questions here in a couple minutes, but I want to get back to the topic. We're talking about dreams today, dream analysis, astral travel, different kinds of dreams. How do you recall your dreams? Why are some of us feeling that we don't dream? All of this, and if you guys want a fuller discussion, you can attend the dreams class at the Ivy League Psychic Academy, and you can Skype in from around the world for that. Now, I want to say that there are really three different kinds of dreams that we talk about in here. One is a vision dream, a premonition dream. Now, we know that when we have this type of dream versus I ate some funky, Chinese before I went to bed, or like I'm super stressed because of my boss at work, you know, those are like subconscious dreams. We know that when we have a vision dream, it is incredibly, incredibly intense, vivid. Right on the money, undeniable, unforgettable even. It will creep up throughout even your day and your waking hours. And what we know about these is that there's a tremendous accuracy level to the information that you were given during the premonition. It can involve symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It can come in the form of a cartoon or some crazy experience, and it could make you say, that wasn't of any value. That was too nutty. That can't mean anything. If it is dominating mm-hmm. in its energy, that's how you know that it was a vision. Do you have anything else that you use to detect?
For me, I always dream in black and white, but it seems like the premonition dreams, the things that really mean something, not only are they super realistic, but those ones tend to be in color. So watch for vibrancy of color, watch for strength of the dream too, because they'll pop out. And what I used to do, and I'm going to start doing it again, is with the dream journal thing, with writing things down, even if you write down every single dream, every single night, because there's always some sort of message, no matter how weird, like I said, being chased by like T-Rex or something, there's always some form of
truth
or information or something in there. But yeah, as far as those premonition dreams, like it's the realistic part of it is really going to stand out.
Right. So, you know, dreams are this great area where we can bridge that gap in our society between mm-hmm. what is taboo and what is acceptable to, you know, discuss with our imaginations and our freedom of experience without mm-hmm. judgment. And I encourage everybody, discuss your dreams with your coworkers. It's still a safety zone. Yeah. You know, it's something that the natives used to do every morning. They would get around the fire in the morning and everybody would talk about their dreams and the entire tribe would decide what direction they were supposed to be moving in based on that information, who was going to have babies, who should be doing what work, what we needed to watch for. This is how I raised my children. On the way to school every morning, we talked in the car about our dreams. And you have to know that the information you're getting isn't always just for you. It is for you and your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be really acceptable. In any forum, it really is okay to talk about. All right? So you guys get out here and at least start talking about this stuff. It really is also connecting you to psychic and mediumistic avenues in your life. So we have these vision dreams, okay? These premonitions. You see something and then it happens. Yes, you can't have them. The most common question asked, can I have a dream in childhood and it's a premonition for the future 20 years or so down the road? Yes, that absolutely happens. Also, you can have visit dreams. So mediumship, mm-hmm. right? We have angels that we work with. We have guides on the other side that we work with. We see our loved ones and our pets from the other side will come and visit us during dreams. Typically, you know it was real. It was an actual visit. If their mouths don't move, they communicate through telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to anything they're saying to you. You get a lot of these?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of them from, like, my dad and, you know, other people. But that's how I kind of knew, because it's like sometimes when somebody passes and you hope to hear from them or whatever, the thing is, sometimes you don't remember at first, but then you will slowly start to, because you have to kind of calm down. First off, you want to hear from a loved one in a dream, relax, you know, just really relax. But yeah, they do not move. They will sit and just stare at you, smile at you, and it doesn't even feel weird. Like, you wake up thinking, that was weird, they didn't talk to me, but yet there was a whole lot of words going on.
Right. Well, and so, you know, it can also be quick. It can be quick that way. It can feel like maybe it's not exactly always what you had hoped.
Right.
You know, it's a little short. It can also feel like they're really coming from a different world. And unfortunately, they are in a different world. They really are. And when you're seeing them for real, there could be a sense that they've kind of evolved beyond you in some way, but you're still very much enjoying the wisdom and the peace that they're giving you and the quick hug, whatever it is. Animals run through, scatter through the room real quick. If it is a subconscious dream and you created this, this is not a genuine visit, what you would see is them looking horrible. You would see your loved ones frantically trying to tell you something, stressed out, angry, upset about what is going on with the mortgage on their old house. None of that's real. None of that is it. Okay. Very, very rarely is it going to come through that way. Unless they are desperately, literally trying to give you a warning. You have to remember that when your loved ones cross to the other side, they are not hanging on any longer to objects that they had here, including houses, mm-hmm. rings, jewelry, okay, their will. They are beyond it. So make sure that it's not your subconscious creating any of this drama, because there are things that you're holding on to that you're worried that they might be holding on to. Subconscious dreams, though, typically could come from the food you ate before you went to bed,
mm-hmm.
Situations going on in your everyday life, micro stressors, also subconscious issues from even childhood, trauma, abandonment, relationships that are still unresolved. You could create a lot of your dreams to resolve these issues, especially if you have emotional connection to these topics. You would know if it's a subconscious dream because it will repeat itself. Again. Very annoying. Okay. They also tend to be surrounded, you know, with traumatic feelings. So you may need to analyze some of those. Before we get on to the next part here, I think we have some calls coming in. I know we have some texts and Facebook messages. I want to take the next caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. Hi, ladies. Really good information tonight. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks. Where are you calling from and what's your question?
I'm calling from Buffalo, New York, and my question is another relationship question. I'm just wondering, I'm happily single right now, but do you see anyone coming in ever?
Ever?
Can I ask your name?
It's Carrie.
Okay. What if we said no? What are we even saying?
And you know what? I would be okay with that.
I'm fine with that. That's exactly what you would say. She's like, actually, as I said it, I was like, she's totally fine with that happening. The thing is, and I don't feel like that's a problem, okay, but I do feel like we need to address that. Because you are literally fine with it, I feel that you may have in the last couple years been getting rid of, I almost want to say, clowns that want to sort of come in and take advantage or get you to need them, and then they realize you don't need them. I almost feel like, okay, this isn't happening anymore. I feel like you've gone through a period of time of getting rid of the kind of character that would try to maybe not be able to stand up, okay, on his own two feet, and then would need you to really be there for him. All right, and I feel good about all of that. The other thing that I'm getting with it, though, is that it could leave you alone for a spell. And there is some activity coming in here, but it would be of the highest value. And I feel like we have a 1 to 3 year buffer zone on it. I feel this person might be a traveler. I'm seeing images of Europe, and then I feel like I'm back here again. And I feel like there's some work-related stuff. I'm seeing a button-down shirt, which is going to mean I either own my own business or I am very high up in my business. I feel like self-employed. I feel like I also don't need anybody. This person coming in to be with you is interested in your mind. I feel like there's past life connection. I feel like there's soulmate connection. And I feel like it's just about the time spent. You don't need anything per se, need anything from you per se, but we enjoy our time together so much. It's resonating that it's more than comfortable. It's almost like a giddy comfort, like a mm-hmm. joy. And there could be a lot of travel involved.
Like lighter in color and hair too, like a sandy blonde, light brown kind of.
Like I'm getting somebody, yeah, taller with the lighter mm-hmm. hair, with the
yep.
lighter eyes.
Yep.
What are you getting with this?
Her energy for me is basically telling me how much of a strong, independent, just wonderful, put together person that you really are. Sometimes this can scare guys off if you put the energy out there. But for you, it really kind of feels like it will attract the right type, you know, because there's such a strength to it and stand out to it. But other than that, yeah, I was feeling like 1 to 2 years out, like he's just going to kind of be
very
successful.
It's a little
debatable.
We could play with time a little bit
yeah.
on this. There's
yeah.
a lot of free will factors working out, but yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, no, he's there and it'll be like the right time, right place. There's nothing really that's going to be chaotic to throw you together. It'll feel very smooth. It might feel like things start moving a little bit quickly, but it's actually at the pace it needs to be.
Yeah, and there are really no distractions. Everything at that point will be behind this person. it's been dealt with. And that's what's going on right now. There are some issues that need to be dealt with. Okay, so there, it's being worked out. Just be patient. Keep doing your thing. That's the smartest thing that you can do.
I'm also getting like a Mars sounding name, Mark, a Matthew, a Martin. It could be within first, middle, or last. I'm kind of feeling like it's somewhere in first and middle, but keep an eye on that too.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question. Good luck.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to say, too, she's not going to need it anyway. One way or another, she wouldn't. But the thing is, too, you know, when we say, like, that scares men off, it scares off people, okay? Anyone out there, men, women, anyone who's listening, gay, straight, doesn't matter, whatever. When you are a strong, independent person and people who need a lot of healing, when they sense that and they can't sort of hook you by giving you something, feeding you something, getting you to need them, right? That's going to scare them off. It doesn't mean they're not going to make attempts with you, but eventually they're going to realize that's not the kind of system we're going to work from in this one. And so regardless, so it's not a man thing, it's not a woman thing, it's just a people thing, and independent people tend to, you know, run off the masses, which is probably good. Learn to be happy. You're strong, independent, learn to be happy. Strong and independent on your own. The right one definitely coming around. I want to say I have a question here from a Linda. She said from Facebook, last night I had a dream that I was pulling onto a highway. It was one that I have been on before, but not for a very long time. At first, I was afraid to pull on because I wasn't sure it was going to bring me to where I wanted to go. But then I went around again and I chose to get on. Now I know some of its meaning, seems very obvious, but maybe not. What do you say? I think it seems pretty obvious, I guess, you know, that there are, I feel like coming up though, coming up.
Choices and things, yeah.
Yes, coming up. Choices coming up. Like it may not be even here yet. I would get the next, month for this to come in and that this is preventing you from hesitating.
Mm-hmm. It's familiar ground, too, it actually feels like, with, like, familiar territory, familiar ground.
And I feel like I'm talking about a relationship. I feel like I'm talking about a couple different things, but there might be a love situation coming in
here. Yeah, I'm getting
here.
Work, and then I'm getting relationship, like, work relationship. So it's, like, green, red. Not Christmas, but you know what I mean? Like, green. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Stop and go.
Okay. Yeah. So, just keep a clear mind when these things, like, you know what you want. You know what you want to do. And just kind of keep a clear mind on everything.
Okay, great. I want to move on to one more here, and then from text, and then we're going to get back into the curriculum. So we have some more intense questions that were sent in here. I have one, and no names, no addresses, maybe wisely so. Should I keep my marriage going or move on? From a 512. Okay, and let me see what's going on with that. I feel death. I feel heaviness in my heart. I feel that this person has left you hanging so many times, that it's been so long, that the communication has been so lacking, that you are exhausted. I feel like I want to take a nap. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I will do anything to get out of this. Almost like if I could just get these chains off my ankles, I don't care what the grass looks like on the other side. I just need to get free from this slavery. It doesn't feel uplifting to me at all. No. I would just say this, if there is, there's always free will, but you would have to know that you could pull yourself out of that feeling, and you would have to make a very strong decision to do so in order for it to go anywhere.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, as soon as you read that, I felt extremely heavy, weighted in the chest, in the legs, in the feet. And I'm also hearing, too, that basically, like, a lot of the times when we ask this question, we kind of already know the answer. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like you've done everything that you've needed to do, and it really just kind of comes down to the point of you needing to look at what's right for you. And really just moving forward with
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, I want to talk, and then we do have some more questions here. We're going to get to as many questions as we can. We have a lot of people lately, especially at the Academy here, posting questions about lucid dreaming, not understanding that they are actually in the middle of lucid dreaming, because mm-hmm. while it is something everyone should train themselves to do, it's also something you could do by accident. Lucid dreaming is when you're controlling your dream. So if you're having a dream where you're in a dream and you're in a dream and you're watching yourself in a dream, or you're making deliberate decisions to like jump off a cliff and then fly, or something is chasing you and you stop and you turn around and you face it, or you get control of your dream in any way, you're lucid dreaming. Another one is swimming underwater, but breathing at the same time, having any show of deliberate intent. Do you do this a lot?
Not a ton, actually. I had, I think, what I would consider to be my first lucid dream when it was, I was dreaming about something, and I could see myself as I'm dreaming this, but then I would tell myself, like, I'm asleep, this isn't really real, this isn't really what's happening. So I have that first experience, and I'm just like, wow, you know,
that's weird. And you could have told yourself to do anything.
And I could tell myself to do anything.
Could have gone and gotten the winning lottery numbers.
Right. But the message I got from that, because another thing, pay attention to messages too. It's like, so what I got from that by seeing myself is that I actually saw myself in another way, and seeing how I handle certain people, certain things, certain situations. And I learned that what I needed to do at that moment to correct that with my own human nature too.
Beautiful.
So with having a dream like that, it's kind of creepy, like it's weird, but you're aware that you're dreaming. And then sometimes what happened, and this did happen with this one, I woke up, like I dreamt about that. I woke up in the dream, and then I'm telling myself, we're dreaming again, just keep going because there's more.
Right.
It's like talking myself through it.
Yes. You choose to stay, you choose mm-hmm. to go. Okay. And it is often that you are working on relationship stuff or subconscious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The most important things in life will be worked out during lucid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So it is for your well-being. It's really something everyone needs to learn how to do, especially if you feel out of control at night. If you're very empathic, if you are a medium, if you're a psychic, and everyone is to different degrees, so you feel like you don't want to just fall into whatever abyss you may land in, you feel like you want to have a little bit more upper hand. One of the easiest ways to start lucid dreaming is to think on something before you fall asleep that you want to be involved in when
mm-hmm.
you doze off. So I'll envision myself at a drum circle with drums that I can't afford to own yet, right? With all of my friends there, we're wearing beautiful skirts and we're dancing and we're on the beach and it's warm climate and we have a great fire going and, you know, my guides are there and we'll just start drumming and dancing. And I will go through that slowly over and over and over and over again until I fall asleep. You'll automatically then drift off into some version of this, and you'll have the upper hand throughout that dream. You can control where it goes from there. The other thing that's been happening to a lot of people lately is that they're having these traumatic dreams, and they feel like they're being chased. They feel like they're being confronted. They feel like they're being attacked, and they're terrified. However, they stop in the middle of the dream, and they confront this thing. They fight back, and typically this thing will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
It will bow down in some way. That is also your higher mind's way of training you in lucid dreaming. And the only way they can get you to do it, the only way you can get yourself to do it is through conflict,
mm-hmm.
taking your power back. So that's a common thing to see. And then all of a sudden you're having fun. You're like, this is kind of fun. I can do whatever I want right now, right? And the whole tone can change. One of the other common things that go on here is working at night. If you're waking up in the morning, exhausted. I'm pretty sure I slept 8 hours because I have no recollection of doing anything else, but I have bags and sacks under my eyes and I'm drained. You were probably working with the guys
mm-hmm.
on the other side to prevent disasters in the world, in other people's lives. You may be working for the angels, again, possibly on other dimensions
mm-hmm.
or in time travel. And it's very exhausting work. It is also incredibly difficult to trace. It is not like other dreams. You have to go through this system where you start accessing it piece by piece, and then you get into a rhythm of doing it. You need to involve your angels, involve your guides, really involve your higher mind. Again, that's part of the dreams class. It is possible to attain it, but you're going to have to work harder at that. And that's how you know that's what you were doing. All
yeah.
you know is that you're spitting something out again and again and again.
Absolutely.
Like treading water.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have a few of those dreams myself. I know I work for somebody up there, but they'll never tell me who.
And I'm not getting a paycheck.
They, no, not getting that. My sleep could be a paycheck.
It's good karma. It's good karma.
But, yeah, right. No, a lot of the times they won't allow you to retain after a certain point of it. I will remember certain parts of it. But when I ask, I hear nope. So I'm not allowed to know any further than what I actually am allowed to retain from that night.
Right.
But it's exhausting. I wake up and I'm like a zombie.
It really is. And when you do access it, I've had incredible experiences accessing it and saying to my guides, you know, you have to let me sleep. I don't know what I'm doing, but you have to let me sleep. I'm going to go out of my skull. And they'll be like, okay, look at what you're doing, and they'll show me something. And then I realize I'm helping someone I know or someone in my circle or, you know, somebody overseas in a horrible political situation or something like this. And in time, it does play out. Usually within 3 weeks, you can see something pertaining, okay, in the real
yeah.
world to what you were doing. And it can be absolutely phenomenal.
And we can set our intentions for that, too, because I did that a long time ago when I took level one psychic mediumship development with you
mm-hmm.
Eons ago, it feels like. But it's like, what, 2 years? Going on
oh,
2 years.
Yeah, probably 3 years, yeah.
But basically, I set my intentions for things, including when I work, how I work, and when it's time to sleep, I'm like, eh-eh, you know, it's
right.
time to sleep. So only the most important things come to me with and then I'll know I'm working.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's so much more to say. I mean, we could really go on and on and on, and there are a lot of questions that we weren't able to get to. If you had a question that you need answered, but you don't feel like you need an entire reading session, I do one question email reads. You can send it in if you go to ivyriveropsychicmedium.com. So those are $20, or you could book a reading with me anytime. You can also book with Tree. We'll give you that information in
mm-hmm.
just a minute,
mm-hmm.
okay? But we do have another show coming up, not next week, but the following week.
I believe it's the 26th.
Okay, so the last Sunday of the month, we're
mm-hmm.
going to be back on air taking your questions again and on to some different topics.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're also preparing. I will be giving the Academy Talk Radio show over to the assistant teachers of the Academy. So that'll be the last time that I am here for a while as I write a book. And we are converting the Academy into a downloadable online program so internationally we can get people more involved. So a lot of exciting things going on here. If you want to book a reading with me, Ivy Rivera, psychicmedium.com. Also find me on Facebook at Ivy Rivera. Where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook under Teresa Tree Matuzak Psychic Medium.
Okay. Thanks. So guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Take care of each other. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. Have a pleasant evening.